God of the past, present, and future. This God is revealed to us in the vulnerability and helplessness of a baby. This baby, the life that we celebrate today, expresses to us the extravagant love of the triune God, because God is love. That day, all those years ago, with a baby being born into a family that was judged for what was considered an illegitimate pregnancy, the baby being greeted by shepherds who were considered the lowest of the low, the baby who in his early months would be greeted by foreigners who were not accepted by the culture of his family, the baby who would be the object of murderous rage of the power hungry, this baby revealing God to us. God of the past, present, and future. This baby revealing to us the extravagant love of the triune God. On a day like today, at the end of a year like 2020, God has been with us. God is with us now, and God will be with us going into the future. God, who knows what it is to be judged, who knows what it is to be despised, who knows what it is to be foreign, who knows what it is to be living under the threat of death. This God, revealed most fully in Jesus Christ, is the God we gather to worship this morning. God, who knows the struggles you have experienced in this past year, perhaps rejection, perhaps loss, in isolation and loneliness. This God of past, present, and future is love, and loves the world so much that entangling God's self with humanity was worth the risk of rejection, loss, isolation, and loneliness. This God loves us through it, despite it, perhaps even because of it. God shows us in this baby that distance will never be a barrier between us and God. Not our past, not our present, and not our future. Because God is love. How are we to respond to that love? In John 1:4-7, we read, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us, we also ought to love one another." Here at WSBC, we've reflected on the command to love one another a little bit this year, because of God's love for us. And it seemed like a fitting way for us to end our year together too. There is no simpler command that demands our faith. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Why? Because God is love. And if we want to be a part of showing God's love to the world, let's love one another. How have you loved others this past year? How are you going to love others in this present day and time? How are you going to love others in the future? Could we have the slide up? Thank you. This is God's business, love. And today, love is born with a dark and troubled face when hope is dead. And in the most unlikely place, love is born. Love is always born. This Christmas, whether hope is dead or alive in you, will you allow God's love to be born in you as you love one another? This God of past, present, and future loves you. Imagine a world where we all loved one another. Imagine the joy that we would bring to the world. Imagine that joy being uncontainable. Joy to the world.